Recombinant DNA technology has made it possible to isolate one gene or any other segment of DNA, enabling researchers to determine its nucleotide sequence, study its transcripts, mutate it in highly specific ways, and reinsert the modified sequence into a living organism. The ability to obtain specific DNA clones using recombinant DNA technology has made it possible to add the DNA of one organism to the genome of another. The added gene is called the transgene. The transgene inserts itself into a chromosome and is passed to the progeny as a new component of the genome. The resulting organism carrying the transgene is called a transgenic organism, or a genetically modified organism. In this way, a designer organism is made that contains some specific change required for an experiment in basic genetics or for improvement of some commercial strain. Several transgenic plants have been produced. Genes from toxins that kill insects have been introduced in several species, including corn and cotton. Bacterial genes that confer resistance to herbicides also have been introduced into crop plants. Other plant transgenes aim at improving the nutritional value of the plant. Recombinant DNA technology has made possible also gene therapy, that is, the introduction of a normal gene into an individual's genome in order to repair a mutation that causes a genetic disease. When a normal gene is inserted into a mutant nucleus, it most likely will integrate into a chromosomal site different from the defective allele. Although this may repair the mutation, a new mutation may result if the normal gene integrates into another functional gene. If the normal gene replaces the mutant allele, there is a chance that the transformed cells will proliferate and produce enough normal gene product for the entire body to be restored to the undiseased phenotype. So far, human gene therapy has been attempted only on somatic body cells for diseases such as cancer and severe combined immunodeficiency syndrome, SCIDS. Somatic cells cured by gene therapy may reverse the symptoms of disease in the treated individual, but the modification is not passed on to the next generation. Germinal gene therapy aims to place corrected cells inside the germline, cells of the ovary or testis. If this is achieved, these cells will undergo meiosis and provide a normal gametic contribution to the next generation. Germinal gene therapy has been achieved experimentally in animals, but not in humans. Now answer to the questions.